Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack, hanging out with Mike Johnson, Mark Zeno in for Bo Morgan today. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. We will go in the huddle in a moment. But, Mike, you know, Rusty's sitting out there.
Yeah, he is. Rusty came flying in on two wheels. Seems like he has a busy day today.
Was he smoking a cigarette?
No, he wasn't. Okay. Seems like he has a busy day lined up.
Well, and it seems like you two probably aren't speaking this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, yeah, SEC championship. Going on this weekend.
Roll damn tide.
Roll. I ain't going to say it, Paul. Don't make me say it. Anyways, anybody who gets that, that's funny. I'm curious if y'all have ever done like friendly wagers with friends over like sports events or anything.
Oh, really.
I think a lot of people talk about the losers of their fantasy league. Mm-hmm. You know, like a buddy of mine that I talked to, his loser of his fantasy league last year had to go to an amateur night at like improv and do stand up.
Ooh, that is brutal.
I was like, that is brutal. But I was trying to think of like some kind of friendly wager I could have with Rusty this weekend.
Right.
I haven't been able to come up with anything other than like, you know.
Okay, I did this while I was here. And I've done this a couple times before, but the loser has to, instead of them wearing the jersey of or a shirt of the opposite team,
sure,
they just have to buy you gear for your team.
Oh, okay.
That's beneficial.
Right?
Yeah, so Rusty's got too many hookups.
Though. I used to have... Oh, he's not going to buy it.
Rusty ain't going to buy that.
Okay.
Hey, man, I got this voucher. Go to this website.
back during my first stint here, there was an Eagles... one of our production guys, Andy Twer, used to...
Oh, okay.
He was a huge Eagles fan, so we'd make a wager on the Eagles-Giants series every year. And, of course, the Eagles won every single year, and I had to buy him an Eagles jersey every single year.
Even back then, huh?
Yeah. So...
Wow.
But I used to... A buddy of mine who's a big... Indians/Guardians fan in Cleveland. Every time the Yankees and them would play, we'd always have the same bet every year. We'd just text each other for the series.
Buy the gear?
Yep, buy the gear.
So I kind of like that,
he'd
though.
Send me a Yankee shirt.
I don't
think
Rusty's the guy for that, but I like that idea.
Mark Zeno, just so you know, the morning shift, Squidbilly included, they try to push this narrative on me. This narrative that I'm an Eagles fan just because my girlfriend is an Eagles fan, which is not true. I'm a diehard Falcons fan, but I'm just a good boyfriend at times, and so I, you know, root for the Eagles at times. But they try to push that narrative. So the only reason I'm bringing it up is because I don't want you to fall to that narrative.
Nobody said a
that
word,
false
man.
Narrative.
Listen, you did that to yourself.
Can I tell you something? I own Florida gear now. My girlfriend's a Florida alum. She's a season ticket holder. Like, I wear Florida gear. It is what it is.
You gotta be ashamed of yourself.
Zeno understands.
Can I tell you something?
At least okay. Eagles colors are better.
You know where my allegiance is in college football.
Yeah.
You know where it is?
No.
Yes, you do. Think.
I don't know.
To whatever team I bet on that week.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I genuinely am like, Long Island University?
No. No.
I don't know.
But the team that I bet on it each week is the one that I care about
that,
the most.
And that makes sense. If she wants me
to wear Florida gear, damn it, I'll put on Florida
if
gear.
If anybody out there in the Twittersverse or the Instagram or whatever has a good friendly wager that I can make with Rusty for this week, because he's coming on at 8 o'clock to talk about signing day and Jared Curtis.
I got one. This is easy. We've been y'all have been. I haven't because, you know, I don't want to do this to Rusty, but y'all have been begging Rusty to bring in Bo-Berry Biscuits.
Oh, that's a good point.
Loser just brings in Bo-Berry Biscuits.
Here you go. Here's a better one. Take a video of you driving on the shoulder. The loser has to drive on the shoulder.
Loser has to drive on the shoulder.
Loser has to drive on the shoulder, bro. That makes me want to vomit. That makes me want to vomit.
Loser has to drive on the shoulder on the highway.
Loser not only has to drive on the shoulder, but risk getting their car messed up and then risk getting a ticket.
In the other jersey.
Not in the new truck.
I want to benefit the show out of a bet like this. So maybe it could be something as
show breakfast.
You get to write the other person's Twitter bio for a day.
Oh, my God.
That's bad. When people in the computer, in the bullpen out there, people used to leave their Twitter things open. They would get changed nonstop.
I don't know that that's an even trade. Like, Rusty's got a lot of followers.
You can't do it. That's a business account.
For a full show, you would have to refer to Gunnar Stockton as my QB1.
Yeah. Maybe for 10 minutes, every time I snap my fingers, he would have to say Roll Tide, or I would have to say go
dogs. Go dogs.
Yeah.
We'll come up with something. We'll see what Rusty is willing to do. The driving on the shoulder thing could be interesting.
No, I'm not doing that.
Because we could get video. No.
My God, it doesn't cost you anything.
You could be pulled over.
You'd rather pay.
I just told you I got a truck 3 weeks ago. You think I'm driving on the shoulder with that thing, hitting a drainage grate or something? There ain't no way. No way.
It's a truck. It's not going to worry about the
I'll go from parking on the street to parking at home, probably.
We'll continue this conversation with Rusty at 8 o'clock. And the world is coming to Atlanta this summer. And Friday, we find out all of the matchups for world's best soccer nations and players. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game has a full day of coverage with Andy and Randy broadcasting live from the official Atlanta Host Committee draw party. It's in the streets of Buckhead, and Jason Longshore will be on at 6 o'clock for a special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight to break down all of the matchups. It's brought to you by McDonald's. Grab the Grinch meal from McDonald's and collect all the matching Grinch socks.
They have a Grinch meal?
I know. It's so exciting. I want to know what's involved in that.
That old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick.
I don't know if I'm going to make it through the next half of the show.
We're halfway through the show. I'm not going to make it.
There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side.
I'm
taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, and I'll bring it back here.
Get this guy, Allie.
I mean,
that was impressive. I got to give him his props.
I can recite literally the whole thing for
you
my probably, kids.
Do you read the Night Before Christmas on Christmas Eve, too, to your kids?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, his eyes lit up on that one.
My rose, such a clatter.
So my Christmas decorations have been up since like November 4th.
I love that. Well, where's your Christmas hat? Mike and Mark are agreeing on like everything. You're saying the Grinch story. Like, this is the most surprising version of the morning shift.
It is.
In my opinion.
Every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot.
We're going to start disagreeing.
We live just north of Whoville.
5 seconds if he keeps doing that.
Not.
All right. So Mike Tomlin. He heard the boos Sunday night after losing to Buffalo, and he agrees with them.
In general, I agree with them. From this perspective, football is our game. We're in the sport entertainment business. And so if you root for the Steelers, entertaining them is winning. And so when you're not winning, it's not entertaining. And if you've been in this business, you understand that. And so I respect it. I share frustrations. I understand what makes this thing go, and winning is what makes this thing go.
Dude, we were talking a minute ago about self-awareness, were we not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a pretty high level of self-awareness, and I think that's why so many people like Mike Tomlin, and that's why like 10 other teams in the NFL would be in a line to hire him as a head coach if it didn't work out in Pittsburgh.
Just to dovetail this back to the previous conversation about Raheem keeping his job, some of that does depend on who's available.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Because if Mike 100%. Tomlin's available.
The conversation about Matt LaFleur not long ago.
Yes, sorry, we're going to make a change.
You got to have that in your back pocket. Yes. 100%.
So, yes, I mean, if somebody in Pittsburgh is crazy enough to let Mike Tomlin go, or they're going to have a, quote, mutual parting of ways.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree more. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. He'll be hired very quickly.
The Chargers, Justin Herbert, is day-to-day after having hand surgery. He's considered his status is unknown now for their game against the Eagles. It's going to be determined later this week.
Yeah, I mean, and he's a tough dude. I think that's one of the problems when you have the injuries they've had on the offensive line out there. It's been crazy. I mean, they literally went out and traded for like a backup New Orleans and Penning down there. just because they were so bad up front. Both of their big tackles out for the year, and he's been getting beat up. So it feels like it was almost a matter of time. It's kind of you're kind of lucky that it was a hand injury and that you're kind of day to day with a hand surgery, because it was only a matter of time before he took some bumps and bruises.
Yeah. Between the Chargers and the Bills, I can't think of two teams that might look drastically different at this point in the year had they not had the injuries that they're both dealing with at this point in time.
Can I go one step further?
Yeah.
I think the Bills, at least, I think they're an awful football team without Josh Allen.
There's an argument that roster leaves a lot to be desired.
Not a very good football team without Josh Allen. He fixes
why
a lot of things.
He's the best quarterback in the league, and it's not close.
I agree. That team is terrible without him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, and Ben Johnson made some comments about how the Bears passing game needs to be cleaned up. And yesterday, he cleared those comments up regarding Caleb Williams.
When I made that comment yesterday, it's easily to the construe it as I'm not happy with the quarterback. That's not the case whatsoever. He continues to get better each and every week. And I couldn't be more pleased with how he played last week. And I know what the stats say, throw those out the window. He's doing a really good job managing the ball game. And that's step number one for the quarterback.
He's got a terrible completion percentage. There's been a lot more made about him getting outside the pocket than there should be, though. Like, I think he's done a nice job of having that escapability, kind of rides that fine line. But look, man, he's still growing inside of this offense. He's still learning what the offense is. That's a completely retooled and revamped offensive line, and I think he's only going to get better. I've liked his game this year.
I can't wait to bet against the Bears in the playoffs. That is the most fugazi team in the NFL.
I don't know if you've looked at their schedule, which I'm sure you have. I'm not even sure that they get there at this point. They
are the most fugazi team, I think, in the last 20 years. They are such frauds.
With that being said, I'd rather be in their shoes than ours.
That is fair. Yes. I'd rather be 9-3 than 4-8.
Zeno, real quick, because a lot of people have been saying the Patriots are fugazi too. You think the Patriots are fugazi or no? Just because their schedule's been fairly easy.
I mean, look, we're going to find out. They're going to play the Bills and the Ravens back to back. You'll find out what they are.
Coming up, we're going to dig back into the college football playoff rankings. These two were talking about the flaws they see bleeding through this format right now. God. So we'll dig into that. And it's Which One Wednesday.
Yeah, I've got some Which Ones. I'm hosting today. I've got some lined up for both of y'all. Here's what I got for Zeno. Which unit has less depth, the wide receivers or the linebackers for the Atlanta Falcons? And for Allie, which one would you trust more if you had car trouble, me or Mark Zeno?
Where are we having the car trouble? On the shoulder? In a handicap spot? Where
stuck
is
in the handicap
trouble?
Spot. She broke out.
That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.